Okay, now we get on to our second chart, which is the gold from 72 to the current time period, and this is basically just an extension of the chart that we've had in the archives. It was noted that in 2002-03 that the 20-year cash buildup phase from the time that the gold had made a peak in very high speculative peak in 1980 had formed a 20-year cash buildup phase, and then it had broken up the upside. It's not clear that the center post of the T should be in any particular place. It could be late in 99. It could be in the next low in 01. Because it's kind of a double bottom there, and maybe you should split it as I did in the chart here. But in any case, it projects a 20-year rally, which would carry you into roughly the 2002 or 2020 period. And you know, it seems to be going up and so forth. It has these problems of making corrections every now and then. And I was disappointed in the gold as far as the correction occurring in the general period of 08. When the market came down, so that really suggests that the gold isn't really a hedge against a credit crisis or anything like that, or at least not this last time. But it is showing up on our you know, I would say if you go to American Shareholders Online, we have we form matrices which are useful in you know, finding out what areas are particularly interesting. And there's a little segment where I haven't gotten around to updating it recently. But in any case, when we came out of this bear market, we decided we'd go with the bond strategy, which was discussed earlier here, which is basically that the junk bonds have a high interest and they can come up. And so we haven't been paying attention to the gold, because the gold generally does not pay a high dividend and people are not interested in that. However, you do have an interesting case right here where the gold is it's in a bull market and it's doing well. And if we get the kind of pullback that we're looking for going into the end of the month, then that could turn out to be an interesting place to buy for some small amount of your money. And what we would do is we would look around a lot of different things. We would probably be interested in including the like a 10% position in something like Tocqueville. According to benchmarking process, Tocqueville Gold, which is TGDLX, is probably the best managed gold fund. In any case, the whole point here is that it's coming out of a congestion area, broke above the 1,000 level. Maybe it's going to have a pullback into the latter part of this month because it's somewhat overextended. But this also applies. I think this pattern is pretty much true for all commodities. It's basically a commodity play, and the big roundup we had in gold was basically that the Indian government decided they were going to buy a couple hundred tons of gold. That's primarily used for jewelry, and the rationalization there is you can't own gold, but you can buy gold bars and drape them on your wife, and then that's considered to be jewelry. But it's a way of hoarding gold for people that want to have gold, but they can't have it in other normal bars or coins. So anyway, I have quite a few questions about people that want to get interested in this, and I would say that, you know, it's not cheap because it's had a run up. It is breaking out of a triangle pattern, which is bullish, because there's various tops at the 1,000 level, and it's entirely possible that it would be a very good one. In my management program, we'll include it at 10% in all probability. And to answer the questions, do you think that the big question that came up was the Elliott Wave people talking about gold was going down to 300. Well, you know, I mean, it says it's going up for 20 years, and it is going up in the right side of the T. It's a classic projection. you would think that along the way they're going to have severe corrections, but generally the trend is up, and that's all I wanted to put on that. And then it does imply that generally in the commodity area that you're doing well. But that could be an Asia growth scenario. That's another favorite area for investment. And it's just that if you want to build things in Asia, you have to build things first, which uses steel, aluminum, cement, and other physical commodities. So that's pretty much what the picture is. I just wanted to include this one as an update to the archives picture, which is long out of date, but shows the same basic picture, and just reiterate my the projection for it, and say that we'll probably be interested in it if we can get a pullback in the end of November. And that's it for this week. And thank you. We'll turn to our daily forecast after about 6:30 Eastern time. By 6:30 Eastern time on Monday after we get the close, and we'll just update that short-term picture to make sure that we're kind of moving along in the right direction. But this is something to keep in mind. And then next Sunday we'll be back, and we'll have some other more interesting things to talk about. Thank you for checking in, and we'll talk to you next Sunday here, and Monday after the close we'll have an update at our regular T-Theory Foundation site. Bye-bye.